重启。
7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, worth the trip, so some people say. Is that true? I'm looking at the rundown at DougSteffen.com of the people that we have that are interesting, and a lot of folks, at least today in the circle of friends that I have, Richie has, Jennifer, Roberta, the people who are part of our program, there are folks who are traditionalists, believe that women are the more sensitive of the two sexes. That may be a generalization, a gross generalization, mm-hmm. and may be true in some circles and not true in others. I have actually both of the gentlemen who are going to spend the hour with us are men that I know in different ways. Jay, I know much better than Michael. Let me introduce you to Jay Kumar. Dr. Jay Kumar is now holding on to a position here on this program whereby he visits with us every week at this time to talk about some of the philosophies that he espouses, some of the studies that he's done, some of the traditions that are becoming important more and more to many of us who feel there must be a better way of dealing with the problems that we are all confronted with. And that was my attraction to Jay. Also, I've met lately Michael McMaster, who is someone also, again, sort of speaking to the issue of whether or not men are sensitive. Are women more sensitive than men? I think that is a gross generalization. It depends on what you mean by sensitive, and maybe we can talk about that a little bit here. I believe that a lot of us are more sensitive than we're giving credit for, been given credit for. And that, again, I think Jay speaks to that. I think Michael speaks to that. I think, frankly, I speak to that. And Richie's coming around a little bit. He's much more sensitive than the hot dog.
His wife's beating it into him.
Yeah. Well, whether that's the case or whether he's exposed to the way I think a little bit more, I'm not always as good at this as I might like to be.
Let me tell you something, man. You get a group of little boys together, being the father of a 7-year-old boy and a 4-year-old girl. You get a group of boys together and a group of girls together. Girls can be rough.
Yeah.
They're tough.
Girls are tough. Girls can be tough, man.
All right. So then that isn't necessarily the theme of what we have in mind, but it's something to think about. We always think that the women are the gentler, kinder, softer ones, and men are the rough and tough. And maybe men can be both, and maybe women can be both. Michael McMaster's website is michael-mcmaster.com, and Dr. Jay Kumar, jkumar.com, K-U-M-A-R. Gentlemen, you have not met before. I thought I'd put the two of you together and we'd have an interesting conversation. I explained a little about Jay. Michael is a numerologist and a psychic and has some interesting roots that aren't really at all what you might think. Jay, I'm going to give you a little background. I have Michael actually give you a little bit of a background into where he's from. Michael, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Doug. Yes, I guess you could call me a psychic. I like to call myself an intuitive, and I've actually been doing it for about 30 years, and I live in California, and I've seen people from all over the world. And it's interesting what you say about sensitive, because I believe that everybody has an intuitive sense. Whether they listen to it or not is another thing, and that is usually why people get into trouble in their life, because they don't listen to their intuitiveness. Especially in things like marriage. I know that a lot of people these days are interested in relationships and marriage, and I've talked to many, many people over the years who have been in marriages, and they get to a point when they can no longer stand it. And so I ask them one simple question: did you know you were making a mistake when you married this person? And 90% of them say yes.
Of course.
So men have this ability to be intuitive. Women have this ability to be intuitive. I've just taken it to a different level for myself, and I've used it to be able to help people pursue happiness and go through life and find what is right for them.
Jay, don't you think that the state of consciousness that Michael is talking about, listening to yourself, is an important part of what you teach and talk to people about as well?
Absolutely, Doug. And Michael, it's so great to meet you. I'm actually from California myself over here, so we got the West Coast represented on your show today. And, yeah, you know, what I do, and I think, Doug, you mentioned this before, I really enjoy the convergence and exploring the convergence of science and spiritual thought, not only my academic side as a scholar and of religion, philosophy, and consciousness studies, but also as a spiritual practitioner myself. I really feel that the human mind is so powerful. Our thoughts, consciousness is really the key that really drives the universe in our lives.
All right, so
and
then
I want to touch on one thing.
Why do we not listen to ourselves then, Jay and Michael? Why is it that we don't pick up on that which is instinctive to all of us? We argue with ourselves. We say no. We listen to our fathers and mothers who send us down the road of self-sabotage, not because they want to, but that's just where they came from. We know it's wrong.
Well, I'll answer.
Go ahead, Jay.
Michael, you want to start?
Like,
I can.
Go ahead, Jay.
Go ahead.
This is what happens when you get two really excited people on the air.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay. You do it. Go first.
Okay, thanks. What I really want to say is that I think we have both capacities, and Michael is really right. We have this strong sense of intuition. And then most of us know we have a gut feeling. You know, we've all had an experience where, like, we know intuitively in our bodies that this is the right thing to do or this is the wrong thing to do. But there's this struggle that happens in our consciousness, in our mind. This is where, you know, my studies in neuroscience come in. There's actually a struggle that happens because we have two layers of our brain. We have the rational brain and the intuitive emotional brain. And sometimes there's a struggle or a conflict between the two. And what we do, or what I try and advance, and I'm sure Michael does as well, and what we hear on this show this hour, is really to reconcile the two and to integrate the two together. Have the rational mind and the feeling mind merge together into a more holistic mind. And from that space, you experience the world in a much more full space.
All right, so the how-tos then jump into this. Michael, how do we do what Jay has just suggested?
Well, to be able to understand intuition and to know what it is, you have to have somewhat of a quiet mind. And you know, Jay's absolutely right. The idea is to actually find the balance. And but I try to teach people meditation or to be able to relax so that they can get in touch with that feeling. Because most people don't even know what it feels like, even though, you know, sometimes in life they might have an experience of it. So the more quiet you become or the more relaxed you become, the more you get connected with your emotions and you can sense that. That feeling will be there. You know, different people have it at different times in their life, usually maybe when they're in like a crisis. But you can learn to have it so that it's there all the time and you can use it all the time as well to direct your life. It's sort of like an inner radar that keeps you going in the right direction all the time in everything, whether it's work, whether it's marriage, it doesn't matter what it is. The answers are already there within inside of you to put you in the right direction so you can find actually what you were talking about last week, the sense of happiness.
Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing how it sounds so easy. But it's, we all want to shoot ourselves as we try to make it all work. Michael McMaster is here along with Dr. Jay Kumar. We continue talking about that struggle to get yourself around to who you really are. 15 after on Good Day.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999. Or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional, only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999. And a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal, ask for them at your eye care professional.
All right, 17, like 18 after the hour. We're just laughing, Jay, and well, actually all of us were, Jay and Michael and Richie and Jennifer, about how all of the people who follow these sorts of thought patterns are in Southern California. It's a great thing. Jay Kumar is here, Michael McMaster. So we're talking about how to quiet your mind and whether this is, I mean, it is a struggle, but why? Jay, you've studied the mind, that's part of what you have your doctorate in. Why the heck is it so difficult?
Well, I can say from a human perspective why it's so difficult is because we're so bombarded in our daily life with externalities. You know, we're so bombarded. Our mind is just inundated with work, you know, family and balancing all of that. And we forget this internal world that we have within ourselves. And in the Eastern tradition, there's a really fun, they call it taming the monkey mind. The monkey mind is the mind that wants to, that jumps constantly from one branch to the other, one thought to the other. But
that's
underneath
me.
All that, yeah, it's all, most of it, 90% of Americans are like that, if you will.
Right.
But I agree with Michael. You know, what I do, I also teach meditation and ways people can relax and really get in touch with themselves. I actually have a great video on my website, drjaykumar.com, that people can follow as well. But one thing I feel is the most important thing to do is every morning when I wake up, and what I tell my clients and people who really want to have a more balanced life is every morning to wake up and just take maybe 2 or 3 minutes and just connect to your breath,
mm-hmm.
connect to your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
The power of the breath is so immense in quieting the mind. And there's neurobiology is now validating what many of the spiritual traditions of the world have always said, is that there's an intimate, deep connection between our breath, the quality and the state of our breathing, and the quality and the state of our mind mm-hmm. and consciousness.
Well, one of the things that's so frustrating about this, though, as you have said, and Michael, we have to pause here for a while and then we'll come back to you. This business about taming it and getting yourself into that focus. But you are all of us. We're all bombarded with these messages. We have 3,000 messages a day that hit us to do something, buy something, go somewhere. And so this is a constant challenge and very frustrating. We'll try to figure it out. 21 after on Good Day.
Jesus. WGCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Recognizable themes from a television program ever, mostly because it's the longest run. Oh, wait a minute. That's now not the case. It was, before this past year, the longest running television program in the history of the medium, and it belonged to a guy who was John Wayne's stuntman. Interesting, they both had the same birthday. John Wayne was born Marion Michael Morrison on this date in 1907. James Arness was born on this date in 1923. And as luck would have it, the story goes that John Wayne, who started as a stuntman, became a successful actor. So as he was in need of having a stuntman, apparently John Ford saw another guy who was moving. He was a prop man, young guy. He said, "This guy is your replacement. He's just like you." And he hadn't even really talked to him, but it was Jim Arness who became a stuntman and was the fill-in for John Wayne, as John Wayne had been the fill-in for others before.
Wow.
And as the story goes, in 1963 or 64, CBS came to John Wayne and said they wanted... No, it was earlier than that. I think it was the late 50s. Anyway, CBS came to John Wayne and said, "We want to do a weekly cowboy television show, and we want you to star in it." And John Wayne said, "Nope, I'm not doing any television. I like doing four or five movies a year. That's what I want to do. But I've got this young stand-in for me who might be good at it. Why don't you talk to him?" And so it's an amazing story. Like, how many times do you hear these stories of Dick Clark sending Ed McMahon up to New York because he couldn't go, or however it went? Wayne didn't want to do it, so he sent James Arness to the producers, and they looked at him and said, "Yep, you'll be Marshall Matt Dillon." And so they thought the show would last a couple of seasons. They gave him a piece of it under John Wayne's record. John Wayne took him under his wing, and he said, "If you're smart kid, you'll get a piece of the show." So Arness says, "Okay, I'll ask him for a piece." And they gave him a piece. And before it was over, he owned the show and made kajillions, and still does on the reruns
of Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
Great story, don't you think?
Wow. Yep.
And a true one.
Cajillions.
Cajillions, yes.
Cajillions.
Next up on the birthday list is the drummer for the band, Levon Helm. 71 today. A little disconcerting, right? Is that that old? Big group. He was with the Hawks. Levon the Hawks. I love this. Actually, I've always liked what these guys did, Richie.
That's a good song.
It's
yeah.
a fun
a lot
song.
Of fun, yeah.
It's fun stuff. Brent Musburger, the sportscaster's birthday is today.
Oh, how
he's a year older than Helm. He's 72,
wow.
still going strong.
Yeah, he is.
Bad toupee, but other than that, he's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
Ray Innes from the swinging Blue Jeans, 71 as well today.
Oh, hippie.
Yeah.
I love it.
Great British group. Gary Peterson, drummer for the Guess Who. 66 today. Happy birthday to him. Stevie Nicks' birthday is today, Richie. Stephanie Nicks.
Stephanie, huh?
Songwriter, good day. Songwriter for Fleetwood Mac, also for Tom Petty. And he wrote some songs for them as well.
Yeah, she did a few duos with him.
Philip Michael Thomas, who was Ricardo on Miami Vice, 62 today. Hasn't done much since then, for whatever the reason. I heard he was difficult to work with. Hank Williams Jr., 62 today. How about that, Jen?
First concert I ever saw.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Dan Pastorini, the Oilers football player, Richie's birthday is today.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Let's see, he's 62 as well. Lenny Kravitz is 47.
I love him.
Yep. Sally Ride, the astronaut's birthday is this date, 1951. And let's see, who else? Philip Rhodes, drummer for Gin Blossoms, 45 today.
Yeah, good.
One of our greatest writers left a non-literary paper trail.
And it's in the records of the Attorney General's office that I found this huge trove of Whitman documents.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Scholar Kenneth Price really got a jolt of pleasure when he found the papers Walt Whitman processed as a low-level federal clerk.
The documents are in his handwritings. They pass through his mind. They pass through his fingertips.
L.C. Ewell is hereby permitted to return to Nashville, Tennessee, free from arrest or other detention by military authorities. Andrew Johnson, President, U.S.
Whitman was reading about the aberrant treatment of Jefferson Davis after the Civil War and the government's investigation of the KKK.
These documents probably shed most light on Democratic vistas.
The cultural criticism Whitman wrote in 1871. You'll find a link to these papers on our website. Walt Whitman's scholars have thousands to ponder. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com. That's Z-E-O-King.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Wired for Information, Dr. J. Kumar. And through that information, I hope make things better with you. Dr. J. Kumar is here. He's been studying you and people like you and all of us, trying to figure out how it is that we can get through to all of us individually to make our lives better. As much as everybody admits they want to help themselves, do they really? Michael McMaster is also, if you'll pardon the pun, a master at helping people, training people to listen to themselves. And Michael, one of the things that is important and imperative for us to know is the tools that you have at your disposal, how you use what you have developed for a skill set. And in a moment, I want to ask you that. Let's pause for a moment, and then Michael will work on his set of tools and how, even though the goal that Jay has and Michael has are the same, there are different tools they use to get there. So we'll explain Michael's tools in a moment here on Good Day.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999. Or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional, only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999. And a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Helping you, our customer, to figure out what's going on in your life. Michael McMaster is a numerologist.
And you said in intuitive, you preferred that to the use of the word psychic. So how do you use your tools to get people to calm down, to get to a point of overcoming the struggle? Because we do, when we're in your presence, here's how it works in my experience. I'm in Jay's presence, I'm in Michael's presence, or I'm in somebody else's presence who is great at what they do, and they give you all this help, and you think about it for a while. Yep, that works, and you go away thinking, wow, this is great. And within 24 hours, many of us, or many of you, find yourself back in the rut. Maybe it takes 48 hours. It's like you have to have constant support. Like, Michael, I want you to be there all the time. And Jay, I want you to be there all the time so that you can support what it is that we need to have to make our lives better.
This is what I do to help people because, like I said, I'm intuitive. So I have the ability to pick up on what's going on in people and the possibilities that can happen in their life down the road. And, you know, that's a whole other subject, you know, to talk about another time. But what I teach people when they're leaving me to help them get through their life, see, I believe that we have the answer inside of us to every situation that we encounter in life. But the problem is people don't know how to access that. And so what I've taught people, and this is what I do for myself, I will tell myself 100 times a day, whatever the problem may be, I now have the solution to this problem. And I'll say it and say it and say it. And it's connecting to the intuitive part of you directly. And I can guarantee you the people who try this and do this, it might take an hour, it might take a day, it might take a week, but the answer to that problem will come.
All right, so you have the you don't necessarily really have the answer, but you tell yourself you do and wait for it to surface. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. So
or is it more is it more like I know somewhere in me the answer is there. I just need to find it.
Find it. I have no clue what the answer will be, and 90% of the time, you know, it's what you least expect. So you can't ask that question and decide, well, I have to figure out exactly how this is going to happen. No. You wait for the answer to come, and it could be anything. It could come in something that somebody says to you. It could be anything, but the answer always comes. And so this is what I try to teach people so that they can take something with them, you know, into their life, into their future, to help them get through, you know, what goes on daily.
Jay, you were saying?
No, I think, Richie, you kind of mentioned this, and I'm affirming what Michael's saying as well. Richie, you mentioned this point that maybe there's a part of the answer that's within us. And I'm going to kind of take it, answer this from like the, from a neuroscience perspective and psychology. We have the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. And the conscious mind is what perpetuates all these thoughts, the worry, and what we call the monkey mind, as I called earlier. The unconscious mind has all the answers. The metaphor I use is an iceberg. The top 5% of the iceberg above the water is our conscious mind. The rest, which is this massive reservoir of knowledge and wisdom and potential, is tapped in the is resides in the unconscious mind. And so what Michael does, what I do, is we in our own specific way, we empower people, we teach people how to delve into the unconscious. And it's within the unconscious where the answers reside.
What's the difference between the unconscious? Go ahead, Jennifer.
There's a lot of noise, though. Okay, so I hear what you're saying. And when I can actually take the time to focus in on a problem or whatever it might be that I'm facing, that's 100% it makes a difference. But there's so much noise in our life. There's so much other stuff going on. Do you have either of you have any tips for kind of silencing that and focusing on what might be your issue at hand?
Yeah, you live
Michael, why don't you start? Yeah.
You live in the present. Most people are either living in the past or in the future, so they're actually disconnected from themselves. And so if you can get into the present and just stop for a minute by thinking of the past or thinking of the future and get in the present, that's where you'll find those answers. I mean, most people are tortured by their past in some way or another. And so I'll ask them, show me exactly where the past is. And, of course, they can't because it only exists in their mind. So, I mean, you have the power to choose whatever thoughts you want to choose. I mean, most people don't understand that. They think that their thoughts are just random, they just come. No. In any moment, you have the choice to choose happiness, sadness, whatever you want. So if you can choose to be in the moment, you connect with that intuitiveness, and you block everything else out, it's there. You get the answer. It's there.
Yeah, I affirm what Michael's saying. I have a great phrase that I always use. It's not being in the know, it's being in the now. And
yeah. That's, man, is that...
That's genius, isn't it?
Yeah, right. What have you just, Jay, what did you just post on your Facebook page?
I posted two things on my Facebook page, which link to the Doug Stefan Good Day Show. One is my breathing guided meditation video, which you can do any day in your life, and it gives you the skill set to really tap into this innate ability we all have that Michael has been talking about as well, to calm the mind down. And when the mind is calm, it's like, you know, rough waves on the ocean. When the waves are calm, you can see reflection clearly and you get the answer. So I show in this short video, 5-minute video that I posted on my Facebook page, Dr. Jay Kumar, as well as on your Facebook page. It's a really short meditation video, breathing exercise that you can do to become more calm, more centered, and more grounded in your life.
Doctor,
on breathing, Doug,
yes.
In our Taekwondo class, our instructor was telling us that his instructor, an old Korean guy where he learned in Korea, was talking about the importance of breathing. And he noted to him, he says, some turtles can live to be at least 100 years old. And that's because turtles usually breathe 3 to 5 breaths per minute.
Yeah.
As opposed to a dog who lives about 9 to 13 years.
Because they're panting.
Obviously, always pants all the time. And it just really kind of points out the importance of taking a few minutes at least and just taking nice, deep, long, slow breaths.
Thank you, Master Rich.
That's it.
How we choose to breathe determines how we choose to live.
All right. So, Michael, what do you post on your Facebook page? On your, well, maybe you have a Facebook page. I know your website, michael-mcmaster.com. What sort of things do you post there that would help people with these same tasks?
Well, on my website, I have a lot of different CDs there, and they all have the word simple in front of them, like simple wealth, simple happiness. I try to teach people, I don't say the correct way to live life, but another way of living life that will help them. Hmm. Because I believe that whatever we focus on, think about, we attract into our life. Hmm. And so that if you become conscious about what you want, how you want your life to be, in any given moment, you can recreate it and have it be that. So I try to teach people to take more control, you know, of their life. And, you know, what you're just talking about breathing, you know, I've studied meditation for a long time. And breathing, you know, it helps the body enormously. And one of the greatest advantages to it is your health. Because what it does is it reduces the stress within your body, which then enables the body to be able to function a lot better. And you stop yourself from getting a lot of diseases. So what you're talking about breathing is extremely important to be able to reduce the stress level in the body as well. And
I'm
trying to teach people that as well.
If we take nothing away from this conversation today, the take home is breathing.
Yes.
Breath. That is what life is about. And then in doing that, you can listen to yourself. It is so easy, so tempting to just get yourself bungled up in all of that mind mess that you have, and then to have it get so just horrible. You know, people, that's how people get hooked on drugs or alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can't release.
Yeah, there's a colleague of mine, Dr. James Gordon. He's a professor of psychiatry at Georgetown University Medical School, has this great quote. And he says, slow, deep breathing is probably the single best anti-stress medicine we have.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But thinking it, see, that's it. You can think about it, but then when you get into the heat of the moment, if two guys, well, back now, the premise when we started conversation this hour was that men are sensitive more so than they're given credit for. However, I've been in any number of circumstances, and so probably have all of us, or you just have to listen to some of the conversation on the more male-oriented radio programs, whether it be politics or sports, and it's all hoorah, the people that are... Jennifer's laughing.
I know.
That's what it is. It's all
yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, I told Jennifer this, and she loved it. Studies are now showing brain scans on the male brain, the female brain. We actually are hardwired a bit differently, and the female brain actually uses a larger percentage of the mind. The female brain actually is more integrated than the male brain.
And that's
no
because.
Kidding.
Go figure. Huh? Yeah. What do you think of that, Dougie?
Yeah, but remember, I'm in touch with my feminine side. Remember
you
that,
are,
Jennifer?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's how that works. One way or the other. Michael, you, in using numbers, you've got about a minute left here. Right? In using your numbers, help people in sort of an entertaining way to come about and solve particular problems.
Yeah, people's birthdays, you know, it's numerology. You add up people's birthdays. It tells me certain things about their life path, maybe their personality, maybe the year that they're in, like they might be going through. Like with your numbers, you know, I did your numbers. It shows like there's some emotional challenges this year, but you're about to come out of that. And your life number shows you have these major swings that go on in your life, which I believe is absolutely true. So it's sort of a general feel that it gives me as to where somebody might be and what might be the direction of their life.
All right. Now, Jay has found out some things about me, not necessarily because you use numerology, just because, well, how do you tap into people, Jay?
Well, you know, one of the things that I do, in addition to being an academic and a scholar, you know, I have my own sense of intuition that I've cultivated, you know, with Michael as well. And so I can tap into people's energy and kind of really, in this really unique way, get a sense of what's going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really, you know, Doug, you and I have done this, you know, we've explored this, you know, when in our interactions and everything as well. Yeah. And it kind of affirms that, and maybe this is my closing point, it affirms, it underscores the power of the human mind.
Yeah.
We really underestimate what we can do. And my belief is that the next big revolution in science is going to be the understanding of the power of human consciousness.
And how it is used, hopefully, for good. Great way to end our conversation.
Right.
Michael McMaster, michael-mcmaster.com, and Dr. Jay Kumar, jkumar.com, with some food for thought, for sure, here on Good Day at 47 past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999.
or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional, only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999. And a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Exclusive supplies in store for details.
The Doug Steffen Show, your early morning barometer on the nation.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Taking time to remember those who perished as more tornadoes strike. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. All eyes on the skies again today as the threat of deadly tornadoes lingers in the central U.S. for a fifth day. Isolated twisters peppered Missouri, Indiana, even Northern California yesterday, but didn't cause the kind of destruction seen Tuesday night when tornadoes and other storm activity killed at least 17 people in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. Early this morning, officials urged people in Arkansas and Tennessee to take cover amid reports of overnight twisters. Strong storms also brought heavy rain, lightning, golf ball-sized hail, and 70-mile-an-hour winds from northern Indiana to Mississippi. Additional thunderstorms and tornadoes could hit the Great Lakes area and parts of the South today. Those storms should not affect recovery efforts in Joplin, Missouri, where that powerful twister killed at least 125 people Sunday. Speaking of Joplin, victims of last Sunday's tornado will be remembered this holiday weekend. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon said there will be a special memorial service.
Especially on Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, a loss such as this, that we all come together and seek the higher powers assistance to move forward.
Governor Nixon points out people from all over the country have been donating money to help Joplin rebuild. He said it's important that crews continue to do the work of helping the area recover from the twister. And he says in the face of this tragedy, the people of Missouri are showing all of us what resilience is all about.
They're united in three specific things. One is to rescue folks that are alive. Two is to recover people if they're not alive and get them back. And three is to rebuild.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Modest gains on Wall Street. The Dow up 38 yesterday, closing at 12,385. Small gains for the S&P and NASDAQ as well. Oil prices back over $100 a barrel, up $1.73 yesterday to $101.32. President Obama in France today on the next leg of his European trek. He'll be attending the G8 summit while in France and also be holding talks with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. If you plan on dropping in on the Big Apple, New York City, from now through the 1st of June, you'll have lots of company. It's the 24th annual Fleet Week, which kicked off yesterday with a parade of Navy and Coast Guard ships traveling up the Hudson River. Lots of New Yorkers lined the west side of Manhattan on a sunny and warm day to get a close view, and it was inspiring.
It's a great way to pay respects to people who dedicate their lives to helping us.
Amazing. These guys are amazing. And that's why we've got the flag, and that's why we're here. We're here for them.
Some 3,000 sailors, Marines, and Coast Guard personnel will be spending time on the town in New York City over the next several days. Here's hoping they have a wonderful time. They truly deserve it. Couple of TV-related closing notes. American Idol on Fox, closing up shop for another season. After 122 million votes, 17-year-old Scott McCreery crowned the winner of Season 10 last night. Yesterday was also the day Oprah Winfrey's daytime talk show came to a close. After 25 years, she thanked her fans. There were lots of Oprah viewing parties across the country yesterday. At this one in New York, fans expressed their feelings about the TV icon.
She's just so inspiring and just a wonderful person, does a lot of wonderful things, and she'll definitely be missed.
Sometimes you feel that when you're watching television, you're actually sitting next to her.
You know, I feel the same way when I watch Dog the Bounty Hunter. Anyway, there were so many memorable Oprah moments over the past quarter century. Oprah spent time yesterday reliving some of those moments, but here's my personal favorite, September 13th, 2004.
All right, open your boxes. One, two, three. You get a car!
With all due respect to Oprah fans everywhere, that's the only show in which I wish I had been in the audience. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999. Or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional, only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999. And a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Easing you into a new day. This is the Doug Steffen Show.